From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A new presidential declaration is aimed at allowing doctors and other healthcare workers to speed up treatment of H1N1 flu. It's also aimed at slowing the spread of the disease. President Obama declared the swine flu outbreak a national emergency. That move allows the Secretary of Health and Human Services to grant waivers to expedite actions such as setting up special medical clinics to handle any surge in swine flu cases. The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Thomas Frieden, says the slower-than-expected production of vaccine has been frustrating.
We're nowhere near where we thought we'd be by now. We're not near where the vaccine manufacturers predicted we would be.
Frieden says the government now hopes to have about 50 million doses of the vaccine distributed by mid-November and triple that amount in December. A team of UN inspectors is in Iran, ready to get a first-hand look at that country's recently revealed uranium enrichment facility. President Obama called the leaders of Russia and France today to reaffirm their commitment to a UN-backed plan to have Iran's uranium shipped out of the country for processing. Jessica Gallagher has more from Moscow.
The news comes on the heels of Tehran asking for more time on Friday to consider a United Nations brokered deal that would force Iran to ship much of its uranium to Russia for enrichment. The agreement is meant to lessen fears about Iran's nuclear intentions. Disclosure of the plant's existence last month has raised international suspicion that the plant will be used to make nuclear weapons, a charge Tehran vehemently denies. Russia is helping Iran build its first nuclear power plant and maintains that it will be used for peaceful purposes only. Washington has recently asked Moscow to support more sanctions against Iran, but Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has maintained that putting further pressure or sanctions on Iran would be counterproductive. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
A two-day walkout this week by postal workers in Britain has left a big backlog of letters and packages to be delivered. The country is facing the prospect of more such strikes, as Larry Miller reports from London.
Tens of millions of letters are stacked up after British postal workers stayed home or hit the picket lines. 120,000 Royal Mail staff took action over issues including pay, job cuts, and plans for modernization. Prime Minister Gordon Brown urged both sides to resume negotiations, but although the Royal Mail is state-owned, the government refuses to intervene. The union offered unconditional talks, moderated by a labor relations board, and has threatened 3 days of strikes next week if there's no settlement. Royal Mail management has not yet agreed to further talks, though it described another round of strikes as appalling. It claims it needs to make fundamental changes to the UK Postal Service, which has been hit by lower volumes due to the use of email and greater competition for parcel deliveries. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
This is NPR News. A crowded Egyptian passenger train plowed into the back of a train that was idle just outside Cairo today. The crash killed at least 15 people and injured more than two dozen others. The BBC's Yolanda Nell reports from Cairo.
Rescue workers are now at the scene trying to remove bodies and the injured from the wreckage. There have been several serious crashes on Egyptian railway lines in recent years. Last year, 44 people were killed in northern Egypt. And back in 2002, at least 360 people were killed in a fire on a crowded passenger train close to the location of the latest crash.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell reporting. The number of banks that have failed so far this year has risen to 106. That's the most in nearly two decades. The latest list of failed banks includes one in the metropolitan Atlanta area. From member station WABE, Charles Edwards has the story.
American United Bank lost almost $4 million last year, and this year, 10% of American United's loans were past due. Like many financial institutions, American United was hit by real estate loans gone bad during the recession. The federal government has turned over deposits from that bank and six others to more financially stable banks. Closing bad banks is taking its toll on the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Estimates show the FDIC has spent about $25 billion from its insurance fund this year. For NPR News, I'm Charles Edwards in Atlanta.
The National Transportation Safety Board is planning to question the pilots of the Northwest Airlines flight that overflew its destination by 150 miles this week. The co-pilot insists that safety was never compromised. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.